The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here. Rose Gray has entered the studio. Good morning to you.
I'm so excited. I couldn't sleep last night trying to decide in what order to do the good news
things.
There's
a lot of good news today. That's good. Probably the biggest news we've heard in a long, long time. Should we start with that?
Yes,
or do we want
to? Okay. No, that's the one I want to start with, I decided. So effective at midnight tonight, it is no longer required to present a negative COVID test to enter the United States from a foreign country.
Hallelujah.
I can't even tell you. We have just been praying for this and hoping for this, and it has finally come true. Now, with that said, after reading the CDC release, which let me tell you, we knew about this very early yesterday morning.
Okay.
But the Biden administration held off and held off and held off and held off. And it was finally official, like around 6 o'clock last night.
Okay.
So I was still hesitant to be this over the moon about the whole thing. But here's the thing. There is a caveat to this. The government, the CDC, has determined that they will reexamine this within 90 days.
Right.
So I don't want people who are planning their September trip or their, well, that wouldn't be September, their October trip thinking we're free and clear, right? We need to continue to be vigilant with regard to all testing requirements.
And just because the United States dropped that, when we talked last week, you were talking about the different cruise lines,
right,
and the different travel companies, they can set their own standards as well.
That's
so we got to
exactly
keep that
right
in mind.
And here's the thing. Cruise lines, for the most part, are not United States companies. They are typically foreign country. Their ships are registered in foreign countries for the most part. And so, therefore, they have different guidelines and different things that they're following. And so, right now, the major cruise lines are still requiring that you have a negative test within a certain amount of time. And they're each different. So, take a look at them to board their ships.
So, while this is huge news,
this is huge,
and it is a good light at the end of the tunnel type moment, we still need the three P's.
We do. We still need to plan. What is your backup plan? What if you have an October trip and they change the rules, that kind of thing. And we also need to be able to pivot. I picked this country and now they've re-established some new guidelines and I don't like them. Can I pivot? I was going to go to this particular venue, this particular attraction, and they're now requiring COVID testing and my booster isn't up to date. Are you ready to pivot? And then please show patience. We still, right now the airlines are scrambling to even figure out how they're going to be functioning tomorrow with regard to this new revelation.
Right. Well, and here's what I've unfortunately foresee is people going, well, I don't need a test. It was, you know, that's not, I mean, yes, that's been declared, but there's situations you got to be aware of.
Absolutely. Yeah. And here's the other thing. I am still, for a very long time, going to be taking a provisional test along with me, no matter where
and
I go.
And a mask,
yep,
wherever you go.
Oh, absolutely. Because if I start feeling a sore throat coming on or sniffles coming on or any reason, I've been exposed. Somebody's telling me that I will probably have two provisional tests along with me when I travel, just because I want to know.
Right.
I personally want to know. So we still, as you said, there are cruise lines and vendors and tour companies and attractions and all of the above that can make their own rules and set their own guidelines. And so we have to know that we're going to follow those as well.
Might I suggest working with a travel company when you do your traveling?
Idea. Let us help you with those kinds of things.
FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. We are here all hour with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Don't give us any more new stuff, a tease. What do we have?
Okay, so the next little thing coming up is something we've been waiting for, and I thought it wouldn't come out till next week. It came out this week, and it has something to do with international travel.
And it's been questions we've been getting almost every week for the last month, so
exactly.
I can't wait to get this out. Stick around. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We are celebrating today. Woo! Dayton Kane with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Real briefly, what did we just announce?
Okay, so testing to return to the United States from international destinations has been eliminated effective tonight at midnight.
Okay, we have other big news, but before we go there, let's go to Pete in Illinois and get his question. Good morning, Pete.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are
good,
you
how
doing?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just have a simple question. March of 21, we signed up for a cruise around the British Isles with Vantage Travel. Last Saturday evening, and we paid for it at that time because we got a discount if we paid a year ahead. Last Saturday, I just got a text saying they had postponed, in quotation marks, the cruise until the scheduled cruise of August of 23. That's 14 months ahead. And on top of that, when we originally... We're all in our 70s and 80s leaving. There's two couples. And they said now we have to go on a smaller boat. They can't dock the Zodiacs, which holds six. So that we don't want to do that. And also, when they changed our cabin, they changed our cabins for next year. We were same category, but we were in category A in the middle of the ship, and they moved me to the last cabin at the end of the boat, which I don't want. I don't want the start or the end because I tend to get seasick, and that's where most motion is. And they told me I cannot get my money back because it's a cancellation, not a postponement. We do have insurance with Alliance. Is there anything I can do to get the money back? We paid over $20,000 for this.
Wow. So did you buy the Alliance insurance through the cruise line or as a completely separate thing?
Yes.
Through the cruise line.
Through the cruise line.
Okay, so that sends up a red flag for me because the policy they wrote for Vantage may be in Vantage's favor because it's probably a policy customized for them. My first reaction would be to ask them if you can talk to a supervisor or somebody. Is it easy to get through to Vantage?
No, I'm usually on hold up to 2 hours.
Yeah, and I've
contacted them, and they're very inflexible. They said they can do anything they want to. They can change the ports, they can change the date, they can change the cab and everything.
Yeah,
I talked to my brother-in-law, and we're just not happy with them at all.
Right. So,
and this was going to be our sixth trip with Vantage. We've never had a problem before. But after this, I would not recommend them to anybody.
Well, we don't. Here's the thing. I am only speaking from what I know by reading about Vantage because they will not work with travel agents. So we don't even work with them because
correct,
they won't work with us. And so what I know this to be true is that there has to be some small print somewhere along the line that allowed for this. But here's my thing. I think it will be easier to get through to Alliance, and I would start out by calling Alliance and asking them via the insurance route, what are my options? Because I am not getting the product I was originally promised. That would be the premise I would hit the insurance company up with.
Okay, I was able to get a hold of Alliance right away, and they sent me a couple forms, but I've had so many questions, and I can't get a hold of them. In the last 2 or 3 days, I've called them probably 25 times, and all I get is a busy signal.
Yeah.
Morning, evening, and midday. So, but I know I need to continue to do that. So I should tell them what now?
I'm not getting the product that I originally paid for. So sadly, in the old days, you'd have been able to go back to your credit card company and dispute the charge because you're not getting the promised product. However, certain credit cards will have a 90-day or 180-day limitation, and we pay those deposits so far in advance that now we've exhausted that time frame. But I would go back to Alliance. I would hit up Vantage one more time and say I want to talk to a supervisor, and I would also hit up the credit card company that you use to pay for this trip with and find out if you have any recourse through them.
No, I paid for it through a check, direct withdrawal from my bank account.
Okay.
All right, Pete.
To get the 10% discount, which was over $2,000, I had to do that. Yeah. I couldn't do it by credit card.
And that's also unfortunate because now you don't have any recourse there. Mm. But I would definitely hit up the insurance company. Continue trying them morning, noon, and night. There's got to be
Email them.
Look for a customer service number. Look for a not 800 number somewhere in your paperwork. Sometimes that works. That kind of a thing.
Good luck, sir. We appreciate you listening and calling in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Another protection plan question coming up after the break with Anna in Kenosha. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Isaac in the producer studio got to celebrate. So before we talk to Anna in Kenosha, let's give one more piece of good news. What's going on?
All right. So official yesterday, not only did we learn about the testing situation, but actually we learned about this Thursday. So Thursday was a great day. Friday was a great day. Apple Vacations has released their what we call exclusive nonstop vacation flights. But those of us who are old timers call it the charters out of Milwaukee. Yay. So we now know starting in December, but then again, really starting that first week of January, Cancun daily except Tuesdays, Jamaica Wednesdays and Saturdays starting on the 28th of January, and Cabo starting on Mondays on the 30th of January. These are nonstop flights,
right,
folks, out of Milwaukee, starting on the 27th of January, Fridays to Puerto Vallarta, and starting on the 25th of December, daily, let's say four times a week to Punta Cana.
Nice.
So we've got Cancun daily, except Tuesdays, Jamaica twice a week, Cabo once a week, Puerto Vallarta once a week, and the Dominican Republic three times a week. So if you now heard me say that you no longer have to test to come back to the U.S., so you don't have to be at these beautiful all-inclusive resorts with that little gray cloud over your head for the entire time going, what if I test positive? What if I test positive? You now know you can book these, and that is going to be something that, with any amount of luck, will continue to be in place this upcoming season. So I tell you, if you know anything about Fox World Travel, you know that in the very near future, there's going to be a big, big sale that we have annually. However, we announced these on social media already Thursday, and we also sent out oodles and oodles of marketing media information. If you know your spring break dates and you know that's when you have to go because your kids are in school or what have you, I would not wait. I would give us a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Contact us. Get somebody working on it right now.
Good news all around so far today.
That's two good news.
855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talking Text Line. Oh, we've got more good news coming up.
That's right.
So stick
around
for that. Let's go to Anna in Kenosha. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. So we're thinking of doing a Viking cruise from Paris to Normandy. And when I look online, the protection plan, it's $600 a person, which seemed like a lot. I wondered if you thought that was necessary.
I would never, ever travel ever without some sort of an insurance slash protection plan. So what you need to be most important, the biggest reason people buy the protection plan is in the event that you have to cancel. So you take a look at what your cancellation policies are. And as you get closer and closer to departure, you lose more and more money. And it's 7 days in advance or 14 days in advance or 30 days in advance, whatever the cruise line is telling you, it is completely non-refundable. Now, we all would like to say, I'm going no matter what. But as we get older, right, Anna, we know that I'm going no matter what isn't a reality. If we have parents, if we have children, if we have a work situation, all of those things could come into play. And there's every reason to believe, especially now that we're sort of post-pandemic, anything could happen and we could basically not be able to go. And can you afford to lose all that money? The other thing is to take into account, you might want to compare what they're offering for their protection plan to other protection plans. We, on our website, offer Travel Guard. You might want to go in there and get a quote. There's absolutely no obligation whatsoever. You go on the website, you give them the information that you are asked for, name, age, price of the trip, number of days you're going to be gone, where you're traveling, all that, and they'll give you a quote and find out if it's comparable to what Viking is offering. And then you can make a decision. The other thing to keep in mind is oftentimes these protection plans have a limitation with regard to pre-existing conditions. So if you think, nah, I'm not going to take it. I've decided I'm not going to take it. But then a few months from now, you say, you know what? I'm feeling a little like I should have taken it. Now you are no longer covering pre-existing conditions. And that's the thing to keep in mind.
Okay.
You've got a parent that's got a heart issue. You've got somebody that's got diabetes. You've got whatever thing you can come up with. So you also want to keep that in mind. So you make the booking, and then there's going to be a time limit on when you can purchase that to cover pre-existing conditions. So consider that as well. But typically insurance is figured on, the policy premium is figured on age, destination, and cost of the trip. That's how those things are determined.
Okay, so for it's 8 days. Does $600 seem like a lot to you?
Is that for two people?
No, it's $619 a person.
Yeah. Again, that doesn't seem that out of line for it. But again, do a cost comparison with another insurance company. Make sure you're comparing apples to apples, that your policies are covering the same things, and see if that's in the ballpark. Because for a trip of that magnitude, it could be that much. It really could.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Got a text here. Says, taking the Alaska trip with Colleen in early August with the cruise at the end of the trip. I understand right now we still need to get the COVID test 48 to 72 hours prior to boarding the ship. So how do we go about getting that COVID test while we're on the land?
Holland America will orchestrate that for you. So
easy
they
enough.
Just did it. Colleen is there right now, and they do it for you when you are within the time frame, and they've got a lab company that they work with, and voila, done and ready to go. Now keep in mind, right now Holland America is also asking, when you do the land portion, you also have to test before you do the land portion. That may go away before August as well, but currently you would have to do a test to get on the land portion, and that's on your dime and your responsibility. Then Holland America sets it up for everybody to get on the ship.
So even though we announced that there's no testing to get back to the U.S., there's still testing out there that we need to be concerned about.
Right, so we had three tests to go on the Alaskas, and now we're down to two. Yay!
Yay, we're going in the right direction, I guess. All right, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ, but we take a break and go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Reese Seberg. Good morning, Reese.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 934. Going to be a high of 73 today with some scattered showers throughout the area. Love to hear from you. Take your calls and your text, but first, let's get some more good news out.
So. Okay, so we talked about no more testing to get into the United States. We talked about the fact that the charters, I'm supposed to be calling them exclusive nonstop vacation flights. They're ENVF. So if I ever say ENVF.
Charter's so much easier.
I know.
Why do we have to change things?
Because Apple Vacations would like me to do that. And since Apple Vacations is a big part of it, so I'm going to do what they tell me to do. Anyway, so that's happening, and that's very exciting news. Most of those don't start until like Christmas time. A couple of them don't start till like the end of January. But for you who are just so excited to be going on some kind of a vacation soon, especially with the news about no more testing, I would take full advantage of the fact that those are now been announced pretty early in the game, actually. And then the other news is, if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and you go to the resources tab, you will find vacation, travel, shows, and virtual events. There we have two of them. One is Adventures by Disney. This is an amazing opportunity for you to learn about Adventures by Disney. This is just a very, very remarkable thing that Disney has done. This is not about just going to a Disney amusement park. This is about experiencing nature, or in some cases, urban areas, it's some cities and some countries and things like that, with your family on a Disney adventure. If you've ever been to a Disney park, you know Disney does everything very well. I would like to say perfect, but I can't say perfect. But they do everything very well. And they've taken that trait, that characteristic, into the next phase of vacation traveling with Disney. And you don't want to miss this. So this is happening June 16th, and this is at 6 p.m. We will be joined by Chelsea, one of our Dream Team experts, who will be joined by Frank Westfall, who has worked for Disney. I think I just saw he celebrated his 25th year with Disney. And the guy is a Disney aficionado. He knows everything about Disney. So that is pretty exciting. But next to that, you will also see that on June 29th, I, along with one of our travel experts, Katie Hawk, will be featuring an all-inclusive vacations virtual event. This means we will be talking about what is it like to go to an all-inclusive resort? What's new with all-inclusive resorts? This is happening on June 29th at 6 p.m. You can sign up also for this one by going to our website or, as always, calling 866-GO-FOX-GO. You're not going to want to miss this, especially that we're partnering with Apple Vacations. We're going to talk about what are the advantages to using these exclusive nonstop vacation flights in conjunction with some of the most amazing all-inclusive resorts throughout Mexico and the Caribbean.
By far my favorite way to travel.
Yeah, I love it too. Yeah, it's absolutely a no-brainer, right? You just don't have any stress in your life. You just get there and they transfer you and they take you to the all-inclusive resort and then they say, eat, drink, and be merry.
Yeah. Man. It's awesome. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Let's take another text here. It says, on a recent European trip, my luggage went missing for 3 days. I didn't speak the language, and nor did the airport agent in lost luggage speak fluent English. How should I have proceeded, and what compensation per day is reasonable for my insurance travel insurance?
So the travel insurance should basically spell it out in the policy. You got to read through the fine print. When we get these policies, and Dayton, isn't this the way it is in all of our lives? Like, you look at the front page and it gives you a nice little summary of what you're getting.
Right.
And then we
don't read the rest.
Read the 27 pages that come after it. In that small print somewhere, it should tell you what you should be able to get reimbursed by the insurance company. It's typically $100 a day. And that doesn't sound like a lot because you have to go out and buy toiletries and you have to go out and buy some clothes and that kind of a thing. I told Dayton when I saw this question off the air, I have had some people who have told me, then we went out and spent $1,000 because we needed to have all these things only to find out they were going to be reimbursed $100 or $125 per person per day.
Don't buy the Fendi bag and the Prada purse shoes.
That's
Make sure
big mistake. Don't do that. So I would go back and read the policy, but if you have any questions, your provider should be able to let you know that.
So earlier in the show, we had the dilemma of the cruise getting kind of shuffled around. A couple different people on the text line here have mentioned Elliott.org.
Yep.
What exactly is that?
So there is a travel, they used to call it an omnibudsman for I don't even know if that's a word anymore, but this guy was in the travel business and now he is basically an advocate for people who kind of get ripped off or robbed or taken advantage of or whatever. And so you can Google Chris Elliott. He's a consumer advocate. The texter has given us Elliott.org. So try that. If that doesn't work, just go ahead and Google Chris Elliott. He may be able to come to your aid. And basically what he does is he's sort of like a consumer advocate, like on one of our local TV channels. He goes to the source and rattles their cage a little bit and sometimes gets results. So
interesting.
Try that.
All right. Another one here says, are there any Thanksgiving time Mexico Caribbean charters, family of four out of Milwaukee or Chicago? That's from Mike and Slinger.
Yep. Chicago would be Cancun, basically. Okay. And a lot of times as we move into the season, you might find if things settle down in the airline industry and we get some pilots trained and we get some staff back and all of that kind of thing, you may start seeing some nonstops often on the weekends. It'll often be Saturdays and Sundays from both American and United out of Chicago to Caribbean and Mexican destinations.
Okay.
So they're probably not there yet because they're cutting flights. They're not adding right. flights as we speak. And so keep watching for that as well. So just because it's not a charter doesn't mean you can't find some nonstop flights out of Chicago.
How long would it take me to get my pilot's license, you think?
Yeah, or no just, kidding.
They need them.
I know. Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right in that age wheelhouse that they're looking for. Give it a shot.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. More of your calls and texts coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Talking a lot of cruises, playing a little float on here.
There you go,
Isaac, float always on. Looking for the angle, always looking for the angle. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. I'm Dayton Kane. That is Rose Gray, of course, and the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Before we go any further, Polish Fest going on this weekend.
Yeah,
do you
don't
know
miss
the
that.
Big food that Poland is known for?
Sure. Pierogies.
Oh, nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done. I was wondering.
Do you know the name
that.
Of the beer?
From Poland?
Yeah. It starts with a T.
No.
We'll have to look it up.
Oh, man. Now you got me curious. Got me curious. All right. We are talking travel. That's what we do here. Let's go over to Mary in Brookfield. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning. I have a question for Rose. We've been getting cruise brochures from the various cruise lines, and in the literature, it says passengers and crew are fully vaccinated. And I want to know exactly what that means. We got our two shots in the spring of 2021, and we got our booster in 11 of 2021. We're not intending to get the second booster. And what does fully vaccinated really mean? And how long between when you got your vaccinations and you go, is it considered fully vaccinated?
So each cruise line is different. And what will probably happen is when you make a determination as you start narrowing down which ones you like, you'll probably have to go to their website and look at their health and safety page, which will have the most current information with regard to what that cruise line determined is fully vaccinated. Some cruise lines say two shots or one if it was Johnson & Johnson and leave it at that. Some say you mm-hmm. must have a booster and it must be no more than 270 days from when you had that booster. And some say you need a booster but don't give you a time limit.
Okay. Okay. So it's really up to the cruise lines. And I'm assuming that the rules may change as we move forward with this COVID.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So that is why it probably says in the brochure, fully vaccinated. And then to stay on top of it, you need to go to their website, look at their health and safety page, which will have the most up-to-date information about what they are considering to be fully vaccinated.
Okay, thanks so much.
Hey, you're
That's
welcome.
Very
Mary.
Helpful.
It's a good question.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mary. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. I know people who've gotten the shots, gotten the booster, gotten a second booster, and they still get COVID.
Yeah.
So I don't understand all this to an extent.
Yeah, I don't.
But
I
it
don't,
is what it is, and
it
that's
is.
What we're dealing with.
And I think what they're the biggest concern is they're trying to mitigate the hospital stays.
Right.
So
right.
now they're saying if you get it, you're not going to get it so severely that you right. end up in the hospital.
Which is
I'm
good.
Not sure.
Which
but anyway,
good.
I'll do whatever it takes. If they told me that I have to get another booster for, in fact, I have a trip that's coming up that requires that I have my booster 270 days before I travel, and I'm making it on this particular trip. But if I take another trip where that's a requirement, I'd have to get my second booster.
Okay. All right. Text here says, Rose, my wife and I are undecided, have been on 3 Uniworld cruises and thinking of a 4th or a Tauk Safari in South Africa. Which would you recommend?
That is really the most wonderful dilemma a person could possibly
right.
have. What to do, what to do. I love river cruising. I'm leaving next week, Saturday, right after the show, to go with Gene Miller and a number of people on the Uniworld Paris and Normandy, which I'm just thrilled about returning to. And I'm also thrilled about the fact that I won't have to be worried about anybody taking a test to come back into the U.S. We have a little form we have to fill out to go. It's actually a contact tracing form that the French government requires.
Okay.
Easy peasy. Did it online. Mine's done. Ready to go. If I was having to decide between my fourth or an African safari, man, oh man, I'm telling you, I have been on three African safaris, three trips that included safaris. I would go again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you that the first one was spectacular. I was on my own for that when I was doing reconnaissance work for Fox. Then I took a group of 20, and then the next year I took a group of 20, and I can't even tell you how amazing an African safari is. And because they've been with Uniworld, they know creme de la creme, they know luxury travel, and Tauk will give them an amazing African safari experience as well.
I'm always one for, if I haven't done it yet, that's what I want to try.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
If you've done like the other that. Ones, try this one. All right, great advice.
Well, and you know what? The other part of it is we like our comfort zone. So now if you've been on three Uniworld River cruises, you know what to expect. But here's the beautiful thing about Uniworld River cruising. Every one of their ships is different. And every one of their ships has a different itinerary, but they also have a different ambiance, a different feel, a different
decor. So it's not the same.
So it's really not the same, but the service level is the same. And I'm guessing this texter is probably the kind of person that is looking for that kind of service level. But South Africa, can't go wrong.
Fastest show on the radio is almost over already. It's been a busy hour. The Fox World Travel Show. One segment left next on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose, 954, 65 degrees on the way up to a high of 73, some scattered showers throughout the area today. We have one final segment here, and we have one more piece of good news we have not mentioned yet, even though we've had so much already.
I know. So we started out with no more testing to come back into the U.S. Then we went to the exclusive nonstop vacation flights, formerly known as charters, out of Milwaukee, was announced on Thursday by Apple Vacations. Yep. Then we have two very exciting events taking place at Fox World Travel in the next upcoming weeks. One is June 16th, it's Adventures by Disney, and the other one is June 29th, which is all-inclusive vacations, what's new and trending. Going back, and that's on June 29th at 6 p.m. as well. Going back to the June 16th, Adventures by Disney segues into our fourth and final piece of good news for today. Disney came out with their 2023 pricing for their parks.
That's
so
big.
That's huge. And so, as you all know, we have a Disney Dream Team, and the Disney Dream Team was waiting and waiting and waiting for this information. And so now it's out, and so now you can get more information and get things planned. And again, if you are going to Disney and you've got all kinds of time on your hands and patience galore, feel free to book that Disney trip on your own. However, if your time is precious and you have limited amount of patience, why not let one of our Dream Team specialists do your entire Disney trip for you? Take care of the dining. Take care of the new Genie passes. Do you even know what that is?
Oh, no. What is that?
Well, they got rid of the fast passes.
Okay.
And now they've got Genie passes. And so who wants to be fooling around with that stuff? So let one of the Disney experts do that. But now they've got their 23 pricing out and they can help you.
Nice. Good news all around.
I can't stand it. It's so good.
This show today is so much more fun than this show was a year ago when we were in the thick of all the stuff.
I would have colleagues throughout the travel industry that would email me or text me a day or two or even an hour after the show and just say, bless your heart for what you are doing. How are you doing this? So we stood firm thanks to Fox World Travel and my Fox family surrounding me with positive vibes.
Yeah. Speaking of good news, some text here. One person just came back from Alaska, said it was amazing 2 weeks. You should definitely go. Another one here says that they just returned from Iceland. Don't hesitate. Fantastic, amazing, incredible, beautiful, on and on and on, it says on the text.
Another one says, do you have a London specialist? Do you know how you find that out, Dayton?
How do we find that out, Rose?
You go to the Fox World Travel Show and you hit travel, and underneath vacation travel, you will see find a travel advisor. There's an opportunity for you to sort by name, office, destination. That's where you would put in the UK or Great Britain or London. And if nothing comes up, right on that top of that page, you'll see contact us. Send an email. Who is your London specialist? We have people that sort through these emails 24/7. They will get that information to the right person. One more thing I wanted to mention. We did have a text that asked about when are our offices open. All of our offices, with the exception of Greenfield, are open for in-person consultations Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our Greenfield office is open Mondays and Fridays only. Right? So that's unusual because this texter thought we only had virtual consultation. We certainly do a virtual consultation. We love virtual consultation, but we love seeing you as well.
Okay. So you are here next week.
I am
but
here
you
next
leave
week.
Immediately afterwards to go on the trip
going
with Gene Miller.
Straight to the airport from here. I might stop and kill a little time because my flight's not till 3.
Okay.
But I'm just going to go straight to the airport and then I will be gone and you'll have somebody filling in for me for 1 week. And then I'll come back and tell you how wonderful my Uniworld River cruise was, Paris and the beaches of Normandy.
All right. We will see you next week.
Thanks, Dayton.
All right, coming up next, the Annex Wealth Management Money Talk Show with Danny Clayton and the crew. And we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Reese Seberg. That does it for us. Thanks for listening today.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.